Yesterday we started talking about the Gemara and Daf Chav Zayin, the Machlokas Abaye and Rava, as to when an Eid Zomi becomes Pasul Leedus. Abaye says, L'mafreya v'nifsal, that he becomes Pasul from the time that he's made the Eid Sheker in Beis Din. And Rava said, Mikan L'haba v'nifsal, that he only becomes Pasul Leedus from the time of the Hazama. Why does Rava say Mikan L'haba v'nifsal? So the Gemara says, because Rava holds that Eid Zomim Chedishu. My chazes the tzayis lahani, tzayis lahani. Why should we believe the second group of Eidim who claim that the Eidim Zomim were with them b'shas Maisa, that they couldn't possibly testify because they were with the Eidim HaMezimim? Let's believe the Zomim, that the Maisa really did take place. It's a clash. It's a clash between the two of them, between the two Kitos. It says, Rava, if Eid Zomim Chidushu, the fact that we assume that the Eid Zomim are Shakronim, Tzayim HaChabon, b'shas Chidushu ve'elech, we can't passel them before the Shas Hazam. The question is, what does Abaye respond to Rava? So we started discussing this last time. There are two options. The Rishonim seem to take one of these two options. Either Abaye could say that Eid Zomim is not a Chiddush. He assumes that the fact that the Eidim Zomim become Pasul Eidus is not a Chiddush. Now keep in mind, even if the fact that the Eidim Zomim become Pasul is not a Chiddush, Abaye is not denying the fact that the ownership of Kasher Zom is certainly a Chiddush. The fact that Vasisim l'kashazom lasos la'ochiv, that we take the onesh that the Eidim wanted to put on the Nido and we put it on the Eidim, that's definitely a chiddush. I mean, who ever heard of such an idea? Normally we have an onesh that's listed in the Torah for a particular ma'isaver. You get malchus, you get misa, you get kares, whatever the onesh is. This onesh is a function of what they wanted to do to someone else. Where did that? What kind of a strange idea is that? It's a chiddush ha'Torah. That's what Kasher Zama means. So that everyone holds as a chiddush. There's no less mandapolig about that. The question is, the fact that the Eidim Zom become posel la'edus, that we treat them as shakronim, that's the shaila as to whether that's a chiddush or not. So Rava says, that is a chiddush, and that's why mikan l'haba hu nifsa. Abaye might say, that's not a chiddush. It's not a chiddush. Because the Eidim HaMazim are made on gufan shel Eidim. They're saying, imanu hayisim b'makom ploni. They're saying, you were with us. So if the Eidim HaMazim are testifying on Gufan Shel Eidim, it's no different than if they would passel them the Gazlanos. So they'd say they were Machal Shabbos. Eidim who are passel the Gazlanos can't say, we're not Gazlanim. They can't testify about themselves. We trust the Eidim who are passeling them the Gazlanos. So the same thing should hold true over here. Abaye claims it's not a Chiddush that the Eidim Zom are treated as Shakronim, because we have to trust the Mazim because they're made on Gufan Shel Eidim. So since it's not a chiddush, Zok Abaye l'mafreya v'nifsal, they become posel from the time of the Haggadah b'Bezdin, because that's when they were a Rosh. This is one option. That's what the Tur in the Rambam. The Rambam, though, doesn't seem to hold like that, because he passes like Abaye that l'mafreya v'nifsal, but on the other hand, he says that it's exer sakosif. It sounds in the Rambam that it's a chiddush, that even Abaye holds that Eid Zomim is a chiddush. So if it's a chiddush, why is he posel l'mafreya? He should be posel only mikan l'haba. So the answer probably is that Abaye understands the concept of Chiddush differently. He says that the Chiddush of Eidim Zomim is that we treat it like a birur. We treat it that we know for sure that the Eidim Zomim are Shakronim. Rava says, no, we don't know that they're Shakronim. It's a trey or trey. They're against each other. So it's not that it's a birur that they're Shakronim. It's a hanhoga that we act as if we know that they're Shakronim. But we don't really know that they're Shakronim. So says Rava, since it's only just a hanhoga to act as if we know that they're shakronim, so that's a chiddush that can only apply mikana lahava. Hanhogas always only apply mikana lahava. Status quo is always a function of timing, right? If we don't know of something until a certain point in time, then the hanhoga tells me that we're nohag. We act that way, mikana lahava. Abaye says, no, the chiddush is that we assume it's a davar bara that they're lying. So chiddush is that it's a davar bara, so then even l'mafreya they can become possible. We started talking last time, what's a nafkamina, what's the practical difference between these two approaches? Whether we assume Abaye holds that Eid Zomim is not a chiddush, or he says that it is a chiddush, just a different type of chiddush. We said the first set of nafkamina is whether the psalaitis of Eidim Zomim apply only in a standard case of Eidim Zomim, or even in non-standard cases. Let's say the Eidim HaMezim testify not only Imanu Ha'isim V'makom Ploni, but also that the Nidon was with us. Right? The Eidim Zomim testify Reuven killed Shimon. So the Eidim HaMezim would say, no, you can't say that, because you and Reuven were with us that day. So do we say that that's a din of that the din of Hazam applies in that case as well or not? So, According to the Rambam, it sounds like it doesn't apply in that case. According to the Torah, it does. So the Lechem Rishon wanted to say, L'shitasam, that the Rambam holds that even Abaye claims that Eidam Chidishu, so therefore it applies in the limited case, only where the Eidam HaMazim are speaking about the Eidam Zom. If they start to speak about other issues in the case, then that's beyond the Chidish of Eidam Zomim, so therefore that's not subject to the Din of Kasher Zom. And the Torah says, no, what are you talking about? It's not a function of Chidish, right? Eid Zomim is not a Chidish. Abaye denies that. So if Eid Zomim is not a Chidish, then it doesn't matter what else they're testifying about. You can't say Ein Lechabor Lechidusha only in the case where they dafka testify about the Eidim Zomim. No, they can, as long as they testify about the Eidim Zomim, even if they testify about other things, then the Din of Kasher Zomim can apply. And similarly, the sheet of the Balamar says that the Din of Hazama only applies by Eidus Balpeh, not by Eidus Bishtar, because Eidus Bishtar is not the normal case. Eidus Balpeh is the standard case. So if you assume that Eid Zomim Chidushu, then Ein Lechabor Lechidusha, it only applies by the standard case, not by the abnormal case. Now, this is what we talked about last time. There's a second type of nafkamina, a second set of nafkamina to this question, as to whether Abaye holds that Eid Zomim really is not a chiddush. Well, he says, no, it's a chiddush, but it's a different type of chiddush. It's a chiddush that it's like a birur that we know that the Eidim Zomim are lying. What's the nafkamina? So the second type of nafkamina, I say type because there are multiple examples of this. We've discussed that Eidim Zomim have two halachas that apply to them. There are two halachas in the parasha of Kasher Zama. One is that there's an onesh of Kasher Zama. You give them what they wanted to do to the Nidom. And secondly, they become pasul Eidus as a result of being defined as Eidim Zomim. What's the relationship between those two halachas? Let's say for some reason you can't apply the onesh of Kasher Zama. There's some Xeris HaKosef, some situation where the onesh of Kasher Zama cannot apply. So would you say that they're pasul Eidus anyway? Or do you say no, that it's b'chada machta machtera? We have to put the two together. That the psul edus is a function of the onesh of kasher zama, or it's related to the onesh of kasher zama. Let's say for some reason you can't apply the onesh of kasher zama. Right? So does that automatically mean that the psul edim doesn't apply either? That the edim can't become psul? That the edim zama are not psul edus? Or do we say no, just because you can't apply the onesh of kasher zama, it doesn't say anything about the psul eidim, they still can be psul eidus. But for technical reasons, you can't apply the onesh of kasher zama. It doesn't affect the fact that they're still psul eidus. So this is a discussion that the Meiri has in Makkos. He also invokes this idea, this idea of chiddush and its application to eidim zama. What does the Meiri say? We know the halacha is that kasher zama velo kasher asa. That if the eidim zama was so successful that we gave the punishment to the Nidom, and then they turn out to be Eidim Zomim, we're not going to give the punishment to the Eidim Zomim. That's it's over. The Tztukim thought Faker, the Tztukim thought that the din of Eidim Zomim only applies if they really punish the Nidom. So then they get what the Nidom actually got. But we don't paskin like that. We paskin based on the Xeris HaKosu, Kasher Zomim, Lo Kasher Osa, that if Hargu ain Nerogin, if they were successful in putting the Nidon to death, then they don't get punished. They don't get the Misa. It's counterintuitive. But that's how we pasken the Kasher Zama or Kasher Asa. So the question is, in this situation where they were successful, and the Nidon got the Onesh, and so we're not going to give the Onesh of Kasher Zama to the Eidim Zomim, do we say they're not Pasul Eidus either? Do we throw out the whole Parsha of Eidim Zomim? Well, do we say no? Just because the din of Kasher Zomim doesn't apply to them doesn't mean that the psul eidus doesn't apply. So the Meiri Makkos quotes the Chachmei Doros, who say that there's a split. Why can't you split? Eidim shuzmacha shahargu sha'ein ne'rogin kosu Chachmei Doros shalofaninu shal'inim psul mi'ahazama chala aleim. They're Eidim Zomim, so le'inim the psul eidus, of course they're going to become pasul. The din of Kasher Zomim doesn't apply. But what does that have to do with the psul eidim? It's a gzeiras hakosuv. That the onesh of Kasher Zomim doesn't apply. Right? But just because the onesh of Kasher Zomim doesn't apply, the psul eidim can apply. This is what the Chachmei Hadoros told. The Ritvin Makkos has this sheet. The Ritvin Makkos says that just because he can't apply Kasher Zomim doesn't mean that the psul eidim doesn't apply. Never the twain, show me. What's the connection between the two? Okay, they're both part of the parsha of Hazama. But so what? The onish akasha zomim is a chiddush. If there's exeris hakasa, the onish can't apply. That doesn't necessarily mean that the psul edim doesn't apply. Comes the Meiri and says, I'm not sure that they're right, that the Chachmei Doros, that the Ritva is correct. The Yesh Lefakmek, I think there's room to disagree. Hol ve'edim zomim chidushu, Yesh lo mashen lechabor lechidusho, v'chol shlo hargu hazama chol aleim, avla achashar hargu, hol ve'en kan hazama le'in hariga, en kan din hazama av lefoslam. Says the Meiri, I don't think you should split between the two. I think since eid zomim chidushu, what does he mean that eid zomim chidushu? There's no question that the onish of kasher zamam is a chiddush, but the Meiri is saying, first glance, he's saying that even the fact that the edim become posel is a chiddush. They're both a chiddush. The whole thing is a chiddush. So since the whole thing is a chiddush, if you can't apply the chiddush of kasher zamam, you can't apply the chiddush of the psul edim because it's one unit. It's all a chiddush. It's all a chiddush. So what's the Chachmei Adoros going to respond? What can the Chachmei Adoros and the Ritva respond to the Meiri? What's the simple answer? Of course, kasha zama, the onish of kasha zama is a chiddush, but, Elliot?
Well, I was
going to
say the opposite. I was going to say, they hold it's not a chiddush.
Right. But everyone holds the onish of kasha zama is a chiddush.
Oh,
that's not...
The fact that they're
absolutely. But they'll say that the psul edim is not a chiddush. Psul edim is not a chiddush, so you can split. Where the onish of kasha zama doesn't apply, right? So the chiddush of kasha zama doesn't apply. Again, everyone agrees that the onish of kasher zomim is a chiddush, because we never saw such an onish anywhere else. It's not malchus, it's not mis, it's specific to what they wanted to do to the nigah. That's definitely a chiddush. The question is, the fact that the edim zomim become psulim la'edus, is that a chiddush? Should we say it's a chiddush because my chosis is tzayas lahani, tzayas lahani? They're both sort of testifying about the edus, or should we say, no, it's not a chiddush, like the Ramban in the Tor, they're testifying on Gufan Shel Edim. They're testifying on Gufan Shel Edim. Of course we should believe the second kant. That's the Shaila. So come the Ritva and the Chachmei Doros, and they say, the Psul Edim is not a chiddush, the Onish of Kasher Zomim is a chiddush. So just because the Onish of Kasher Zomim doesn't apply, so what? Right? The second one. So what? The Psul Edim can still apply, because that's not a chiddush. The Meiri says they're both a chiddush, so if one chiddush can't apply, then the other chiddush can't apply, because it's all one unit. The Chachmei Doros could say, no, there's a split. There's a split between the two. Okay? Just because the onish of kasher zomim doesn't apply doesn't mean that the psul edim is not going to apply. Yes?
Could you say the same thing within saying that the psul is a chiddush as well? You could just say that you can reject it now.
Michael speaks well. Michael says well. So this is the poshup shot that the Meiri holds. It's all a chiddush. In Ganson, it's a chiddush. The whole parsha. So if half the chiddush doesn't apply, the other half can't apply either. You could say that the Chachmei Doros holds, we can split because kasher zomim, the onish of kasher zomim is a chiddush, but the psul edim is not a chiddush. But it's not muchach to say like that. Okay? You could say within the Chachmei Doros, okay, no, within the Meiri, you're forced to say that everything's a chiddush, right? That everyone agrees to. Within the Chachmei Doros, there are two approaches. One approach is to say that the Chachmei Doros claim that the psul edim is lav chiddush. It's not a chiddush. So if it's not a chiddush, just because it's exeris hakasa, the onish of kasher zomim doesn't apply, that doesn't mean that the psul edim is not going to apply. It can't apply because it's not a chiddush. The other way to look at it is that, no. The Chachmei Doros admit that the whole parish of edim zomim is a chiddush. The onish of kasher zomim, the psul edim, it's all a chiddush. But they claim that, who says that all the chidushim have to be taken b'chadam achta? But they all have to apply in the same way? There's exeris hakosa, that kasher zomim doesn't apply. So kasher zomim doesn't apply. That doesn't mean that the chidush of the psul edim can't apply. Right? They could disagree by saying, okay, they might both halachas might be a chidush, but they're different chidushim, and they're not necessarily dependent on each other. Right? Af al pi, shehakol, Chiddush. The psul edim is not toloi in the onish of kasher zomim. That's how he's splitting. He's not splitting between the two by saying that one is a chiddush and the other is not a chiddush. No, they might both be a chiddush, but who says one is dependent on the other? Now, this is not just Michael's svara. It's a beautiful svara, Michael. But this probably is what the Rambam holds. Because the Rambam, I didn't ask you to see this Rambam, but the Rambam in Hilchas Eidus, in Perek Chav Halacha Beis, First, let's look at Hilchas Eidus Perek Chof Halacha Aleph. Okay. The Rambam in Hilchas Eidus Perek Chof Halacha Aleph writes as follows. Ein Eidim Zomim Neirogim Velo Lokim Velo Mishalmin Achi Yushneim Ruyin LaEidus VeYizomu Shneim Achar SheNigmar Hadin. The Halacha of Eidim Zomim, they have to be Roy LaEidus after the Gemar Din, they can become Eidim Zomim. Avlim Huzam Echad Mehem Belvad. Only one of the Eidim became an Eid Zomim, not both, only one. That's one case. O Shehuz Mushneim Kodim Gemar Din, or the Hazam was before the Gemar Din. Oh, Achag Gmardin, Vinitza Echamim Karav Apostle, or if it was after the Gmardin. And two of them were Huzmu, but there were three Eidim in the Kat. One is the Karav Apostle, not the whole Kat was Huzam. Says the Rambam, Einen Noshim Avabish Huzmu Vinitza Lucholeidu Shevatara. They're not punished with the ownership of Kasher Zaman, but they're Sulam Laedis for all Eidim Shevatara. The Rambam gives you three examples where the ownership of Kasher Zaman doesn't apply. Either if only one of the Eidim became Huzam, or the Hazama was Kodim Gemar Din, or there was a Karav Apostle in the Kat. Says the Rambam, the Omer Shekash Hazama doesn't apply, based on the Mishnayos and Makkos, but the Nifsalim L'chol Eidu Shabbat Torah. Now, the Rambam clearly is distinguishing between what and what, between the Omer Shekash Hazama and the Psul of the Eidim. So what would you have imagined? Right? The Rambam sounds like he's going like the Chachmei Darts. The case that the Meiri is talking about is not the case of the Rambam. It's a fourth case where the ownership of Kasher Zama doesn't apply. Kasher Zama below Kasher Asa. We're horrible. They accomplish what they want, what they set out to do. The Rambam has three other cases, and he says that in these three other cases, there's no ownership of Kasher Zama, but the Eidim are possible. Now, what's the problem with the Rambam? The Rambam says that Abaye holds Chiddush. Who? Eid Zom is a Chiddush. It's just a different type of Chiddush. That it's a biru, that they're shakronim, but the Rambam says Eid Zom Chiddush. What does it mean the Rambam says Eid Zom Chiddush? Not just the ownership of Kasher Zom, the Psul Eidim is a Chiddush. So if the Rambam holds that Eid Zom Chiddush, how can he learn like the Chachmei Doros that you can split between the ownership of Kasher Zom and the Psul Eidim? What must you say? Like whom? Michael. Right? The second pshat. The Rambam must be holding like the second pshat. That even if it's all a Chiddush, both the ownership of Kasher Zom and the Psul of the Eidim, who says that one is dependent on the other? Who says that every time that the owner of Kasher Zom doesn't apply, the Eidim can't become possible for other Eidios? The Rambam says you can split between the two Chidushim. And because you can split between the two Chidushim, just because the owner of Kasher Zom doesn't apply, the Eidim can be psulim anyway. Okay, so the Rambam is the second approach, but there are two possibilities. I just want to point out there are two possibilities. You could say a simple approach, the Chachmei Doros, the Ritva, and those other Rishonim that work with them, they assume that the Psul Eidim is not a Chiddush. Again, the ownership of Kasher Zom is a Chiddush according to everyone. But the Psul Eidim is not a Chiddush, so therefore you can split. According to the Rambam, you can't say that, because the Rambam holds that even the Psul Eidim is a Chiddush. You have to say, according to the Rambam, that one is not dependent on the other. Just because the ownership of Kasher Zom doesn't apply, that doesn't mean that the Psul Eidim doesn't apply. Zach.
Where does the Rambam learn that Psul Eidim is a Chiddush from? Like, where does he learn in the Psul Eidim? Where does he learn that from? Is it just...
I think it's a svara. I mean, it's not the Rambam's fault. It's Abaye's fault. It's the Rambam's. Right, no. So, where do they learn it from? I think they say the fact that Kasher Zamam, the ownership of Kasher Zamam is a Chiddush, so it makes sense that the whole Parsha is a Chiddush. Right? It makes sense that the whole Parsha is a Chiddush. Where does he see it in the Psukim? It's not in the Psukim. I think the reason why he says Chiddushu is because my chodesh that tzayis lahani tzayis lahani. Isn't it a svara? Rav is svara. That if you say that the mazimim ameir on gufan shal yishan, it's not a chiddush. The Rambam understood Abaye to be saying that he agrees to Rav that they're not made on gufan shal yishan. They're not being made that, it's not like they're being made that they're machal shabbos or they're gazlonim. That's not what they're doing. They're really talking about the Eidus. They say you can't say the Eidus because you were with us. That's the real reason why the Rambam holds it's a chiddush. Not because Kasher Zaman is a Chiddush in the Parsha. No, he says, they're not made on Guvan Shal Rishonim. It's not like they're made on Gazlonis. They're not being made on Guvan Shal Rishonim. Just like Rava. Right? When we started, we said, Rava holds it's a Chiddush, because my chazad is Zayzlani, Zayzlani. So we explained that Rava holds they're not being made on Guvan Shal Rishonim. The Tur and the Ramban understood Abaye to disagree, that they are, it's like they're being made on Guvan Shal Rishonim. So the Rambam will say, no, Rava was right. My chos is the tzayas lani, tzayas lahani. They're not being made on Guvan Shal Rishonim. But Abaye disagrees because he says the Gzeres HaKosav is that the Chiddush is that we treat it as if it's Borer that the Zorim are lying. Okay, so he's free to say that it's a Chiddush, but there's still a Pasul Amafreya because it's a certain type of Chiddush. Okay, but it's probably a Svara. Abaye holds of a Svara that Maichal is the size line and size line. Okay. One other application of this Nafkamina, relationship between Kasher Zamam and Sol Eidim, is found in a comment of the Rivosh. That's the Nesivus that I asked you to see. The Rivosh says, what's the din when there's Hazama Shlo Bifnayim? Let's say the Mazimim, Amazim the Eidim, but the Eidim are not here. Ein Makavim Eidim Shlo Bifnayim Bal Din. So should we say that you can have a Hazama Shlo Bifnayim or not? So we have a lot of different cases over here where the ownership of Kasher Zamam is not going to apply. But the question is, does the Psul Eidim still apply? We have Kasher Zamam, lo Kasher Asa. What else do we have? We have Huzam, Raked Echad, Kodim Kamardin, Huz Mushnayim, Avol Nimtza, Echad Min Hakat, which will say Kat of Shlosha, Karov Apostle. Not these Eidim who are Huzmu, but another Eid was Nimtza Karov Apostle. Comes the reverse and says, I'll give you a fifth case. Hazama Shlo Bifnei. They're not there. So the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Chof says that Hazama Shlo Bifneim is not enough to apply the din of Kasher Zamam. Says the Rivosh, we're not going to apply the ownership of Kasher Zamam if it's Shlo Bifneim. Why not? The time of Mishem Nechziva, who had Biva Olav, the Pasuk says that for a Shara, Muav, we have to warn the owner. Amr Torah, Yavu Baal, Ashav Yaman Al Sharo, we're not going to put the Shara to death unless the Bailama is standing there. Umehai time anami amrina and emakabel meidus shlo bifnei bal din. Can't be makabel eidus and not in front of the bal din. What does that mean that emakabel meidus shlo bifnei bal din? To punish the bal din, to make him chayiv mamon, or to punish him with malchus. You can't be makabel eidus about someone to give him some kind of ownership. Mechayiv him if it's shlo bifanav. Hazam is the same. I can't do kasher zama if it's shlo bifanav. But how about the pasul eidus? Says the Rivash, what does one have to do with the other? Avalavat leidus and lo. The Kevin Shemazim and Meidim Megufan Shemuzam, Lomri Manu Hoyu, Ramakamploni, Vatari Haminasan, Hareo Keilu Postum, the Gazlonus of a sharp slaguf, Shechol and the Fasum of Atlai Dusna Filo Shlobitne. Says the Rivash, what's the din in the following case? Let's say Eidim are going to testify by Reuven and Shimon that they Gazlon, and the Psulim Laedis. Does that Eidis have to be Bifnei Reuven and Shimon? Do you have to testify before the Eidim that they're Gazlon and that they're Machal Shabbos to pass on them for the future? Says the Rivash, no. That's not subject to the rule of Ein Mekabel Meidus Shlo Bifnei Bal Din. Because Ein Mekabel Meidus Shlo Bifnei Bal Din only relates to what? An onish. If they're going to get an onish. A psul eidus is not an onish. It's a reality. It's a status. But it's not an onish. It's not a punishment. So he can't testify. That's not an onish. Ein Mekabel Meidus Shlo Bifnei Bal Din means that you can't give an onish to someone. You can't be Mekabel eidus to give an onish to someone. Shlo Bifanav. But the pasul eidus, that's not subject to that halacha. So says the Rivash, Hazama Shlo Bifneiem. Hazama Shlo Bifneiem can't bring the ownership of Kasher Zamam, but according to one sheet in the Gemara and Ksubas, Hazama Shlo Bifneiem is still like a Hakasha. It still is a contradiction against them, right? Hazama Shlo Bifneiem is enough to pass the Leidus, even though it's not gonna make them subject to the ownership of Kasher Zamam. That's the sheet of the Rivash. That you can split. You can split between the ownership of Kasher Zamam and the Psul Eidus. Frech the Shach, what's he talking about? The Rivash is comparing the psul eidus of the Edom Zomim to passling them the gazlonos. Frag the Shah, what does one have to do with the other? This is not passling the gazlonos. This is saying imanu ha'isim b'makom ploni. That's not passling the gazlonos. What is the connection between the two? What's the Shah saying? What's he disagreeing about? So comes the Nesivus and says, I'll tell you exactly what the machlokas, the Rivash, and the Shah is. The Rivash holds that the fact that the Eidim Zomim become Pasul, that's not a Chiddush. Kasher Zomim is a Chiddush, but the fact that the Eidim Zomim become Pasul Eidus as a result of the Hazama, that's not a Chiddush. Their Eidus was Mizbatel. So if the Eidus was Mizbatel, So then it's not a chiddush that it should become possible. What does that mean? The Eidus was misbatal because the mezimim, it's ke'ilu, the mezimim are testifying on what? It's not a chiddush because it's ke'ilu, the mezimim are testifying on gufan shel Eidim. It's like they pasal them begazlanos. So they pasal, if it's like pasaling begazlanos, is that a chiddush that the second kai can pasal the first one? Of course not. The first kai can't testify by himself. The same idea we keep on saying, right? The tour and the Ramban. The Rivash is going with the tour and the Ramban. That, of course, the onus of Kasha Zamam is a chiddush, but not the Psal Eidim. Psal Eidim is not a chiddush. Because it's like they're testifying on Gufan Shel Rishonim, on the Gazlanim. It's like they're saying they're Gazlanim. So says the Rivash, it's like they're saying that they're Gazlanim. So what that you can't apply the onus of Kasha Zamam by Hazama Shlo Bifnei? You still should pass the La'edus, because that's not a chiddush. Comes the Shach and says, you got it all wrong. Abaye argues with Rava, not by saying that it's not a, that Eid Zomim is not a chiddush. He admits that Eid Zomim chiddushu. It's not like testifying that they're gazlanin. It is a chiddush, but it's a different type of chiddush, and that's why the psul is chalam afreya. But it's still a chiddush. Even Abaye would say that Eid Zomim is a chiddush. Even Abaye would say that Eid Zomim is a chiddush. That means not only the onus of kasher zomim is a chiddush, but even the psul eidim. So then you can't say that hazama shel bifnei will pasul the Eidim La'edus in the future. Because if the Onish Akasha Zom doesn't apply, then no part of the Chiddush of Eidim Zom is going to apply. So if the Onish Akasha Zom doesn't apply by Azam HaShol B'Fnayim, then the Psal Eidim is not going to apply either. That's what the Shach is going to hold. Right? The Shach will take the Rambam's approach within Abaye. That the whole thing, right? The whole Parsha, right? The entire Parsha of Eidim Zom is a Chiddush, not just the onish of kasher zom, but the psul eidim as well. So if hazama shlo bifneim, you can't have the onish of kasher zom, then the eidim won't become possible either. And that's why he didn't understand what the Rivash is talking about. The Rivash makes this tsushtel. The Rivash makes an equation to pasling begazlanis. Comes the Shach and says, well, what does one have to do with the other? Pasling begazlanis? This is not like pasling begazlanis. They're not made on gufan shel rishonim. My chos is the tzayis v'hani, tzayis v'hani. This is a chiddush. Abaye has a new understanding of the chiddush, but basically it's a chiddush. So if it's a chiddush, then in a situation where you can't apply the chiddush of kasher zamam, the onish of kasher zamam, you won't be able to apply the psul eidim either. So that's why the Shach disagrees with the Rivash. That's how the Nesivus there in Siman Lamaches explains the machlokes the Rivash and the Shach. Okay. Questions? Good. So now we have to delve a little bit further into the sugi, into the protein of the chiddush. Rava holds Eid Zomim mekana lahabahu nifsal because Eid Zomim chiddushu. My chosis did tzayas lani tzayas lahab. According to the Lishon Ka. So what does that mean? What's the chiddush? What is the chiddush? So, at first glance, the chiddush is that the Eidim Zomim are possible. That's the chiddush. That the Eidim Zomim are treated as Eidim Psul. That's how Tosfos learns. Ein lecha boi lechidush, amash vada achidush avi mimash ani posel as harishon. That's the chara, the posh of pshad in the chiddush. The Eidim Zomim are possible. My chaz is the tzayis lani tzayis lani. Why say... Why the Eidim Zomim worse than the Mazimim? Why should they be possible? That seems to be the chiddush. So because of that, Rava holds mikan lahavu nifsal. So Frek Taisus, it's very difficult to say that that's a chiddush. Tema the hasam kamar lema Rava the amakar of chista the amar b'hadisani shakri lo malim umifsal ishtei ha'edus afilu lehuk chushu ba'amar the makchash ya'adadi tarvayu psulim. We know that there's Hazama and there's Haklosha. Hazama is where the Eidim, the second Kat are testifying about the Eidim. Imanu Hayisim B'makom Ploni. You were with us. You can't testify because you were with us. That's Eidim Zom. Eidim Makhishim Zosu is what? They don't testify about the Eidim, first Kat, but rather they say, you can't testify, you can't say what you're saying because the Nido was with us. Reuven was with us. Shimon was with us. The Eidus couldn't have taken place. They're not talking about the Eidim, they're talking about the Eidus. Not the Eidim, the Eidus. What's the din by shteki to Eidim HaMakhish HaZuhazu? The Gemara in Bava Basra says, Machlokas Rav Huna Rav Chista. Rav Huna says that for another Eidus, Zuba b'fnei atzum Eidah v'zuba b'fnei atzum Eidah. You have two groups of Eidim Makfishim. You have Reuven and Shimon, Levi Yehuda. So Reuven and Shimon can testify separately for another Eidus. They contradicted each other. B'kosh. So Reuven and Shimon can testify for a different Eidus, and Levi and Yehuda can testify in a different Eidus also. But Levi and Shimon, Yehuda and Reuven, they can't testify together. Because then we know for sure that there's someone who's an aid, that there's an aid check in it. That's Rav Huna's shita. Rav Chista responds, why should we have anything to do with these aidim? Sounds like he's saying that they can't even testify separately because they're viewed as aidim shakran. So the problem is that the Gemara in Bava Basra seems to link Rava with Rav Chista, at least in the Havamina there. The Gemara is talking about cases where there was a marakama, someone claimed to own the land. There are many cases there in the third parak in Bava Basra. Did anyone learn in the Bava Basra here this year? This year you learned Bava Basra? Wow. Oh. So the Gemara in Lamed Aleph says, Zeh omer shel avosif, zeh omer shel avosif. Hay ay sisadi davosif ochlo shnei chazaka, v'hay ay sisadi davosif shnei chazaka. Conflict between two people, between Reuven and Shimon. Right, one says, I ate Paris of Gimel Shanim, that's called a Cheskas Raya. If you eat the fruits of the field for 3 years, that's the biggest Raya that you own the field. Then you don't have to produce a Shtari. So one says that it's Shelavosa. The other one says it's Shelavosa. It might belong to my father. The other one said it belonged to my father. So one of them brought Adim that it really did belong to his father at some point in time, but also he ate Paris of Gimel Shanim. The other one couldn't find Adim that it belonged to his father, but he also brought Aden that he ate at Gimel Shanim. So the question is what to do. There's a conflict here. Right? They both have Eidus, so what do we do? Rav Nachman comes and says, Uki Achila Lebahadi Achila Uki Ara Becheskes Avos. The Eidus on the Shnei Chazaka cancel each other out. Because each one has Eidus that they ate Gimel Shanim, so that cancels out. And we follow the one who brought the Aden that it belonged to his father. Amalei Rava, Ha Eidus Mokashesi. This is an Eidus Mokashes. Meaning, we're assuming that the same Eidim not testifying about both. They're testifying about this one guy, that he was Ochlo Shnei Chazaka, and it belonged to his father. So if we cancel the Eidios, because they're Shtekite Eidim and Makhija Zu Azu, they contradict each other vis-a-vis the Achilas Peiris for Gimel Shanim, so then we can't accept the Eidos for the Ovos. We can't say, well, there's something extra that the other Kat is not contradicting. No, once they contradicted each other, forget about it. So says the Gemara, who do you think Rav is going like? Rav Huna says that we only throw them after the Eidus that they contradict each other on. But not for a different Eidus. Zuba b'fnei atzum Eidah, Zuba b'fnei atzum Eidah. The Eidus of the Avhasa, the Eidus on the Avos, is a separate Eidus. So just because the two Kitos are contradicting each other vis-a-vis what? The Achila Shnei Chazaka, the Achila Peros, so what? For the Eidus on the Avos, we're not going to throw them out. That's a different Eidus. Rav Chista, though, says, Bahari Sani Shakri Lamali. We throw out the Eidim. Once they're Machish Azu Azu, we can't accept the Eidus at all. So comes the Gemara and says, Lema Rav Chista. Sounds like Rav is like Rav Chista. He assumes Bahari Sani Shakri Lamali. And that's why, once there's a Hakhosha in the Eidus on Cheskas Gimel Shanim, so then we have to throw out the Eidus completely. We have to throw out the Kitos completely, even for the Eidus on the Avos. So the Gemara answers, no. Rav can even go like Rav Huna. But he'll say that this is different. Rav Huna only said Zuba b'fnei atzmo me'ida for a new Eidus. But here, they're testifying about two things at the same time. La'osa Eidus, they're testifying both about the Cheskas Gimel Shanim and the Avos at the same moment. So there, if we throw out a half of what they're saying, we have to throw out the other part. But to testify in the future, for the future they can testify. Rav Huna would say for the future they can testify. That's the shock of the Tanya. The Havamin of the Gemara there is that Rava Kirav Chista. That Rava assumes Bahari Sadi Shakri Lamali. That by Shtei Kite Eidim and Machisho Zu Ezu, Bahari Sadi Shakri Lamali, they're both possible. Both Kitos are possible. Completely. Not just one of each Kat testify together. Even if they testify separately, they're both Kitos Psulos. So Frak Taisis, I don't understand. You tell me that Rava holds an Eid Zomim Chidishu Eitzom is a new case. It's not like Eidim, Makhish, and so it's extra. It's different. It's a chiddush. My chos is the tzayis, the honey, tzayis, the honey. Somehow we are believing the second kind. What's pshat that it's a chiddush? Pasha pshat is that it's a chiddush that the Eidim Zomim are considered psulim. But if Rav is k'Rav Chista, is that really such a chiddush? Even if they're Eidim Mukhashim, the Eidim would be psulim. They're both basal, both kiddos are basal. So what's the chiddush by Eidim Zomim? If Rav k'Rav Chista, according to the Habamim of the Gemara, again, the Fila Maskon of the Gemara, he's not k'Rav Chista. He could even be going like Rav Huna. But within the Habamim of Rav Asa, that Rav is like Rav Chista, what is the chiddush of Eidim Zomim? What, you want to say the chiddush of Eidim Zomim is that the Eidim Zomim are pasul? Even if they would be Eidim Mukhashim, they also would be pasul. So what is Hazama adding? Pilei Ployim is Tais. Michael.
I'm a little confused because isn't Rav a later than Rav Huna and Rav Chista? So I thought that they were trying to fit Rav into both of the earlier Amora, not the
opposite. No, the Havamin of the Gemara is Rav is like Rav Chista, not like Rav Huna. Right? Whoever was earlier, but Rav is like Rav Chista and not like Rav Huna, so how could that be? Rav Chista says, Mahari Sani Shakri Lomali, that sounds like he's saying that Eidim Makhishim Zuazu, apostle. So if even Eidim Mukhashim apostle, so what's the Chiddush of Eidim Zomim apostle? They're no worse than Eidim Mukhashim. If you tell me that Eidim Mukhashim would be Koshala Eidus Acheres, so now I understand the Chiddush of Eidim Zomim. But if Eidim Mukhashim apostle Eidim Sacher, so then what's the Chiddush of Eidim Zomim? That's Tosis Kasha. Elliot.
I don't understand this far behind the Kasha, meaning by the Kasha that's happening, so you have Eidim that are saying, you know, I said one thing, and I have Eidim that are saying that what I'm saying is wrong. And we, like, told throughout here, we're saying that it's a Chiddush that we're believing those Eidim who are saying that I'm wrong. So to say that I'm apostle here, wouldn't that be more of a Chiddush?
Why? Certainly no worse than Eidim Mukhashim. You see, we were assuming that if they're not Eidim Zomim, then no one's going to be possible. Maybe we throw out, you know, most people think that when there's Hakosha, we throw out the case. We say we can't judge his case. But no one ever thought that the Eidim Hakoshim themselves are going to become possible for a different Eidus. That's what we're talking about now. The Poshep Shad is that if we have Hakoshas, then we just throw out the case. It's bottom. Right? Hazama, now that's not bottom. Then we have to give the Eidim Zomim a special punishment. Right? That's what most people think. But come Rav Huna, Rav Chista, and they say, no, there's a machlokes about Hakasha, whether the Eidim become possible for a different Eidus. So, if you say that Rav is like Rav Chista, that the Eidim do become possible for a different Eidus, even by Hakasha, which we're assuming is a lesser case than Hazama, so then what is the Chiddush by Eidim Zomim that they become possible? It's no worse than Eidim Mukhashim, that's Tosis Kashim.
Tosis is assuming that the Chiddush is out there. Possible for other things, not that the Chiddush is that we believe the Mizimim.
No, that they're possible for other Eidios, that's what he's saying. That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush, my chazes the tzayas, the honey, tzayas, the honey. What is the Chiddush that the Eid zone becomes possible, the Eidos Acheres? My chazes the tzayas, the honey, tzayas, the honey. That's not a Chiddush at all. Even if they're only Mokhashim, they're possible, the Eidos. So what? I don't need the parsha of Eidim Zomim. They'd be possible even if they're only Mokashim. So why is Eidim Zomim Chiddush? Rava seems to be assuming Hakosh is not a Chiddush, Hazama is a Chiddush. But that doesn't make any sense because even Mokashim would be possible Eidus. So what's the Chiddush that Eidim Zomim are possible Eidus? That's Tosis Kasha. So the first parts of Tosis is Yenochanan. According to the Havamin of the Gemara in Baba Basa, that Rava is Karev Chista, Eidim Zomim is not a Chiddush. Because it's the same din as Hakosha. Just like the Eidim Mokoshim Apostle Eidus Acheres, Rav is like Rav Chista, Bahari Sari Shakri Lamali. So too Eidim Zomim Apostle Eidus Acheres. You don't need the Chiddush of Hazar. I mean, Eidim is not a Chiddush according to that. According to that, Havamim of the Gemara says, Toisfis, how do you understand Rav that Mekana Lahava Hu Nifsa? If Eidim is not a Chiddush, how do you understand Rav? How do you understand Rava if he's like Rav Chista that Eid Zomim is not a Chiddush? Say that the Lakuchas, the Yikadami. There are two Pshatim here. The first Pshat says that Eid Zomim is a Chiddush. But then the second Pshat, Rava agrees that Eid Zomim is not a Chiddush. We should say that the Lakuchas were all in the Apostle Mikan Lahava. So it says Tosis, incredible. According to Havamin and Baba Basso, we have to learn like the Yikadami in Sanhedrin. Now that's not what we would like to do. Right? We'd like to say that all stages of a Gemara working together. But Tosis is backed against the wall. Rav Chisda says, Maharisani Shakri Lavali, that even Edom Chashma Apostle, so according to him, it doesn't seem to make any sense that Rav could say that Edom Chedisha. That's what it sounds like. That's one teretz in Tosis. But then Tosis quotes the Yesh Mefarshim. The Yesh Mefarshim, the Hadaka Amar Hacha Chedish, Lav Apsula de Kamoikoi, Ela Ahechshera de Basroi. The Chiddush of Edom Zomim is not that the Edom Zomim apostolate. The Chiddush is that the Edom HaMezimim are kosher. Now, why is that a Chiddush? Klomar, Hayolon Lefoslan Kol Shtei Kitos. According to Rav Chisda, that Baharisari Shaki Lamali, so who should be apostolate Edos? Both Kitos. If by Hakosha we passel both Kitos, Lefi Rav Chisda, so by Hazan we also should passel two Kitos. Why are just the Edom Zomim passel? The Edom HaMezimim should also be passel, say the Yesh Mefarshim. Eid Zomim Chiddushu really means that the fact that the Edom HaMezimim are kosher, that's the Chiddush. Yeah, but what does that have to do with passeling the Edom Zomim for another Edus? So, add the Yesh Mefarshim, you talk it right, it's a little strange. The Chiddush is not that the Edom Zomim passel. But once you have a chiddush in the parsha, you have a chiddush that the Edom HaMezimim are kosher, so then even the fact that the Edom Zomim apostle has to be treated like a chiddush. Even though it's not really a chiddush. Because if they were mukhashim, they also would be apostle. But the fact that the Edom HaMezimim are kosher, that means that the parsha of Hazoma has a chiddush associated with it. So then we have to treat all aspects of the parasha of Hazom as a Chiddush. Even the fact that the Zom is an apostle, and that's why they're only apostle Mikan Allah. Let's see it inside. The Yesh Mefarshim, the Hadika Amar Hacha Chiddush, Lav Apsula de Kamaykoi, Ela Ahachshera de Basro. The Chiddush is not that the Edom Zom is an apostle, but rather that they Basroi are kosher. Klomar, Hayalanu Lefos, Lan Kol Shtei Kitos. We should have apostled both Kitos, just like by Edom Mekoshim. Rav Chisda says, "Bahari sari shakir lamali." So by Hazama too. Say the Yesh Mefarshim. Mekevan the Ika Chiddush lo yalfina naflaga behapsul lefos laklal harishonim lemafreya. Once we have a Chiddush in the hechshera of the basoi, the hechshera of the second cut, so then we're not going to allow ourselves to pasul the first cut lemafreya, because we're going to treat that like a Chiddush too. Tremendous chiddush, because there's a chiddush in one half of the halacha, so we're going to treat it like the other half of the halacha is mechudish de gulsa. So he brings a raya that we can do that. As the Gemara in Chulin, in trying to figure out where do we learn the din of tam ki'ikr, that if you have an absorption of taste from iser into heter, so that iser can become osir. Right? In order to if you cook two things together, you cook the vela together with vegetables, with some other food, macaroni, right? So if there's an asinas tam, if the nevela, you throw out the piece of meat, but if the nevela was no sin tam into the macaroni, then the macaroni becomes asa bachilo also. So you need 60 times the macaroni, shishim, you need shishim in the macaroni in order to prevent the taste from coming into the macaroni. So where do we know that halacha, the tam ke'ikr, that if you do have a taste, if you don't have 60 times, then it's asim. So one option the Gemara suggests is from Basa B'chalik. Basa B'chalik is a case where you don't have iser. You have two things that are heter, but together, if there's an asinas tam between the basa and the cholik, then they become asa. Right? That becomes asa. So the Gemara says, no, you can't learn tam ke'ikr from Basa B'chalik. You can't learn it. Why? Because Basa B'chalik is a chiddush. What's the chiddush of Basa B'chalik? There's an asinas tam. Of course it should be asa. Well, what's the chiddush of Basa B'chalik? It says the Gemara, I'll tell you what the chiddush is. B'chalik shar. If you soaked the meat in the milk for 24 hours, everything is mutter. There's no bishul. Right? The Torah only asks bishul. Lo sevashul gedi b'chalevima. So only through bishul does it become asa. So since there's a chiddush that even though that if you soak the meat in the milk, it doesn't become asa. There's a chiddush l'inyan heter that there's no iser basa b'chal if you soak it. So then we treat the iser of basa b'chalav also as a chiddush. Since there's a chiddush in the heter of basa b'chalav, we treat the iser of basa b'chalav as though there's a chiddush, and therefore we can't learn tam ke'ikr to call a tarakula from basa b'chalav. So say the Yesh Mefarshim, you see this concept, that we have two parts to a parasha, you have heter and iser, you have hechsher and psul. If there's a chiddush in one part, even if the chiddush is in the hechsher or in the heter, we apply this concept of chiddush to the psul, to the iser also, and we treat the whole thing as a chiddush. Nafgamina that we can't learn tam ke'ikam to call tarakula from bas v'chalav, and similarly say the yesh mefarshim and nafgamina that the psul of the eidim zomim is viewed as a chiddush. Okay, so it's only gonna, they're only gonna become possible. Yes.
Second answer doesn't read as well as the first problem.
Why do you say that?
Because
it sounds like the chiddush is what?
It sounds like we're, as opposed to like, why we believe, before when it was that the chiddush is on the psul, so we're saying why we believe the nazim over, why do we believe the nazim over the zomim? Now it's like, it's not why do we believe the zomim more than, well, why do we believe less the zomim? It seems like the question should be, why do we believe the zomim less than the nazim?
How do you know what that phrase means? My chazis the tzayas lahani tzayas lahani. So what's that saying? Does it mean why should we believe the mezimim?
Samchis and Agamar.
My chazis the samchis ahani smochahani. Right. Why do we only rely on the mezimim to passel the zomimim? Let's also rely on the zomimim to passel the mezimim. Why should the mezimim be kosher? That's how the Yeshua question is.
The Zomim never said anything about the Mazimim.
They're contradicting the Mazimim. So why should we just assume that the Zomim are the only liars and we pass all them? Let's trust the Zomim also to pass all the Mazimim. By Eidim Mekoshim, that's what we do. But how do you study Shakri Lomali, Rav Chisda says. That's how he learns up the Gemara. My Chaz is the Sam Chasahani, Sam Smochahani. Right, it doesn't say Tzai Slani. That's the Lashon of the Gemara in Bava Kama. Sorry. Because it's the Sam Chazani Smohani, why should we rely on the Mezimim to pass on the Zomim? Let's rely on the Zomim to pass on the Mezimim too. The Chiddush is no, the Mezimim are kosher. That's Teretz number two to this kasha. But perhaps the most fascinating answer to this kasha is Tosus in Bava Kama. Tosus in Bava Kama has the most fascinating answer here. Okay, if I brought up Bava Kama, it would be better. Okay, what does Tosim of Akama say? I'm not going to have to read it inside. Tosim of Akama says, I'll tell you what the Chiddush is. Rav Chisda Taka holds Bahari Sadi Shakri Lamali, even by Eidim Akash and the Eidim Apostle. What kind of a psul do they have? They only have a psul B'Torah Safek. We don't know who's lying and who's telling the truth. Each one says that the person they're testifying for ate the Shnei Chazaka. This one ate Paris for 3 years. Reuven ate Paris for 3 years. Shimon ate Paris for 3 years. My chos is the Bahari Sadi Shakri Lamali. We can't have anything to do with these Eidim. Do we know for sure who's lying? We don't know for sure. Safek. Rav Chisda holds that Eidim Mukhashim Apsulim Yisafek. If they're only Apsulim Yisafek, they're not completely possible, then what happens in the following case? Let's say a new situation. Eidim come and say, Reuven owes Shimon $100. And one of these kitos that were makrisha zuazu comes and says, no, it's not true. He doesn't owe him $100. He was with us the entire day. What do we do? Do we say, Bahari Sari Shakri Lamali? We ignore the eidos of one of these kitos that were makrisha zuazu and say, well, there's this cat that wasn't mukush. They say that Reuven owes Shimon $100. They must be telling the truth. That must be the emes. He has to pay $100. Comes to us and says, Rav Chisda would hold that in such a case we leave the money where it is. The Eidim Mekoshim are never to be machzik mamon. Because they're not completely possible. They're not psulim the Torah Zavadai. They're psulim only misafik. So if they claim that Reuven did not lend Shimon $100, couldn't have lent Shimon $100 on January 1st because we were with him, their Eidos is acceptable to be machzik mamon, not to be motzi mamon, but to be machzik mamon. So in that situation where there's a cat that says that Reuven owes Shimon $100, and one of these kitos amakrisha says he doesn't, their eidus is going to be acceptable. Comes Rav and says, Eid Zomim chiddushu. Eid Zomim's a chiddush. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that Eid Zomim apsul in the Torah Zvadai. And in such a situation, we would totally disregard the eidus of the Eid Zomim in the new eidus. That if a cat says Reuven or Shimon $100, and the Eidim Zomim say absolutely not, we say goodbye. We can't listen to you at all. Even to be machzik mama, we won't listen to you. By Eidim Mekoshim, Rav Chisda would admit that we'll listen to them to be machzik mama. comes Rav and says, "It's zoin chiddushu." That means that they're posel b'toras vaday. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is taka that the edim zomim are posel. Aye, but edim mechashim are also posel. But how does Tani Shaki lamali? According to the Havami of the Gemara, Rav Karev Chizda. No, no, no. Edim mechashim are only posel b'toras safek, not b'toras vaday. Edim zomim are even posel b'toras vaday. That's the chiddush of edim zomim. That edim zomim are posel b'toras vaday. Hey, three different perushim in the Rishon. So I just want to leave you with the following idea. Obviously, Tosis and Sanhedrin argues with Tosis and Malkan. He didn't offer that answer. Why not? It's a great answer. Talom d'shayant, a brisk of art. Right? Tosis and Sanhedrin knew how to learn. Why didn't they just say that? Rav Chisda holds that Edom Mechashim Apsulim, but they're only Apsulim B'Torah Sofek, so they'd be Neman to be Ma'afzik Mamon. But Edom Zomim Apsulim B'Torah Zvaday, they're not going to be Neman to be Masik Mamon. Why didn't Tosis just give that answer like Tosis and Malkan? I think the answer might be that our Tosfos holds that even Edom Mechashim, according to Rav Chisda, even Edom Mechashim must be Psulim B'Torah Zavim. And that's why our Tosfos felt that you can't say that the Chiddush of Edom Zomim is that the Psulim B'Torah Zavim, because even Edom Mechashim, Aliba de Rav Chisda, are also Psulim B'Torah Zavim. So we're back to square one, that there is no Chiddush in Edom Zomim to say that they're Psulim. That couldn't be the Chiddush, because even Edom Mechashim are going to be Psulim. So that's why Tosfos and Sanhedrin had to give his other two answers. True. Why would our Tosis assume that even Edom Mechashim are Psulim B'Torah Zvaday? We don't know who's lying. So how? Why would Edom? Why would Rav Chisda say that Edom Mechashim are Psulim B'Torah Zvaday? Edom Zomim Chiddushu. But why would you say that Edom Mechashim are Psulim B'Torah Zvaday? I think the answer is like this. Rav Chisda holds that Edus has to be a Dover Bar. When Edom come and testify in Beis Din, it has to be clear that that's the truth. They are testifying about something, and the purpose of Edus is to clarify what the truth in the case is. If we will never know what the truth is, because there might be a suffix that they're lying, because they lied once before, that's not Edus. Suffix Edus is not called Edus. Tosis in Bava Kama says that Edom Mukhashim are only Psulimi Suffix. They're given Edus, we don't know if it's the truth. If it's not the truth, they're Psulimi Suffix, but it's not bad. Comes Tosis in Sanhedrin and says, there's no such thing. You can't be possibly suffic. If it's a suffic, whether you're saying the truth or not, then you're possible to give edus, but Torah is vadai. Because suffic edus, lo shma edus. A suffic edus can't be an edus. So if you say, Bahani Sani Shakri Lamali, if you say that a clash creates a suffic psul, Tosis in Sanhedrin learns that a suffic psul automatically is a vadai psul when it comes to edus. Because suffic edus doesn't make any sense. We can't say, oh, well, we'll accept it to be machzik mamon because we don't know if it's the truth. That's crazy. Edus is coming to tell us what the absolute truth is. And if we're not going to know what the truth is because it's only a suffic that these edim are telling the truth, so then we can't be makabel their edus at all. It's almost like a din in kabbalas edus of bezdin. It's a din in bezdin. Bezdin can't be makabel their edus. Because it's only a Sofek Emes. Sofek Emes doesn't pass for Edus. Sofek Emes can't count for Edus because Sofek Edus is Lashma Edus. So maybe that's the idea that Tosin Sanhedrin felt that not only are Edom Zomim Psulim B'Torah Zvaday, Edom Mechashim Aliba de Rav Chisda also must be Psulim B'Torah Zvaday. Because Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lomeli means what? That we can't trust either one of them. It's a Sofek over here. Rav Chisda doesn't follow Cheskas Kashas. He says, no, we can't. We can't. When there's a clash over here between two Kitos, then there's a Suffolk if it's the truth or not the truth. Once there's a Suffolk, whether they're telling the truth or not, then B'Torah Zvaday, we can't be Makabel their Edus anymore. So it's as if they have a Psul B'Torah Zvaday. So if Edom and Choshim already have a Psul B'Torah Zvaday, says Natak, it's a good Kasha. What's the Chiddush according to Rav and Edom Zomim? Edom and Choshim already have a Psul B'Torah Zvaday. That's why Tosfos and Sanhedrin had to answer the kasha in two other ways. Okay, let's stop here.